Good morning, everyone. Hope you all are doing well. Well, today is Tuesday morning. It's the 23rd of May, 2023. I've entitled this video, Closed Doors, Open Doors. You know, have you ever in your life had a situation where it just seemed like you wanted to do something, you had desire to do something, but the doors were closed? You couldn't make it happen, regardless of what you tried to do. And then there's other times when you had no intention of doing something, all of a sudden an opportunity, a door opened, and it was like a breeze. Everything just happened without any kind of, you know, glitches. Well, the Bible talks about open and closed doors. You know, in Colossians 4:3, it says, without praying also for us that God would open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I'm also in bonds. We also, I'm sure all of us have had the experience where it seems like, you know, we had a desire to share the gospel and there was just not a door open for us to do that. Nobody wanted to hear about it. All of a sudden, God sends someone into our life that has a hunger for the gospel. Revelation 3:8 says, I know thy works, behold, I've set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Is that what can be said about us? Have we kept God's word? Have we not denied his name in thought, word, and deed? We all have at some time. Well, John 18:16, Peter stood at the door without, then went out that other disciple which was known unto the high priest, and spake unto her that kept the door, and brought in Peter. You know, there are doorkeepers out there. There are people that have the keys. Well, I can tell you the one that holds the master key, and that's Christ. Isaiah 22:22, and the key of the house of David will I lay upon his shoulder, so he shall open, and none shall shut, and he shall shut, and none shall open. God is sovereign over closed doors, and he's sovereign over open doors. Well, you know, if you're going through something today where it seems like all the doors are closed, just remember God's the one that has the master key. He's the one that is in control of all things. A lot of people want to think they're in control, you know. They want to think that, you know, they can pick themselves up by their bootstraps and they can set goals and all kind of things. You know, but I'm here to tell you that if God's not in the matter, you're barking up the wrong tree, right? God's not in the matter. You know, we see all the way through by the Bible. The Bible even talks about God's the one who opens and closes the wombs of women. He closes some wombs and he opens the other wombs. In Daniel 12:9, he said, "Go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end." There's certain things that are not revealed right now, and other things have been revealed. Luke 4:20, "And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down, and the eyes of them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him." God's the one who opens his word, and God's the one that closes his word. He's the one that opens the eyes of the blind, and he's the one that closes the eyes. Proverbs 8:34, "Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors." Remember, talks about the fact that God opened the doors of. Remember when the flood came on, he opened up the firmament and loosed the waters. Psalm 78:23, "Though he had commanded the clouds from above and opened the doors of heaven." Scripture also refers to God shutting up the sea with doors. Job 38:8, "Oh, who shut up the sea with doors when it break forth as it had issued out of the womb?" Psalm 24:9, "Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in." Job 31:32, "The stranger did not lodge in the street, but I opened my doors to the traveler." Job says he break up for it my decreed places and set bars and doors. Acts 5:19, "But the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors and brought them forth." That's what happened with many times. You know, Peter was freed out of prison. You know. And so today, let us just remember who is the master key holder. Let us forget who's the one who opens and closes doors. So if we get all bent out of shape, and things aren't going my way or your way, the way we think they should be going, maybe we should consult the master key holder on the matter. May the good Lord be with you today in a special way is my prayer. God bless.